Boston's Shriners Hospital for Children is marking 10 years of using music therapy. This program uses music to achieve therapeutic goals such as pain management, anxiety reduction, and help with physical therapy. At Shriners, the focus is on children in burn care. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff takes us inside the hospital for this story about music therapists and their young patients.
It's time for Esteban Romero's physical therapy. He's a quiet 4-year-old boy with a serious face and short, straight black hair. As an occupational therapist carefully removes a cast that keeps his elbow extended, Shriners music therapist Annette Whitehead Plo sings to Esteban and encourages him to play along on an iPod Touch. Esteban's right arm and torso are mottled with red and white scar tissue. He was burned by scalding water about a year ago in his native country, Honduras. Shriners provides care for free and takes patients from all over the world. He's still working on getting full range of motion in his arm and the strength back in his wrist. That's why Annette, in her limited Spanish, asks Esteban if he wants to bang on a drum in the next song.
Quiero el tambor.
As part of his physical therapy, he must stretch his arm. To make him reach, Annette holds the drum high and encourages him to hit it hard. It's more like a game than therapy. All this diverts the brain's attention away from the pain. But research shows music therapy is more than a distraction. Annette says brain studies show that music lowers the perception of pain.
When people just listen to music and have like a peak experience in music, the amygdala totally shuts down and there's no activity on it. And so if we can get someone actively engaged in listening, the theory is that we can reduce the activity on the amygdala and thus reduce the amount of anxiety and negative emotions the person may be feeling.
And Annette adjusts the song depending on what's happening. When Esteban gets his arm stretched to a new position for his cast, he starts to cry. Annette softens her playing. The hour-long session passes quickly, and Esteban leaves the hospital with a repositioned cast. Shriners Hospital in Boston has 2 full-time music therapists, more than any other area hospital that treats children. The therapists use music at many different types of appointments, even during the most painful ones, such as dressing changes. Music therapist Stephanie Clark is softly playing the guitar and singing beside the bed of 3-year-old Angelina Toots.
My goal today is to go in there and just help support her through the music, help change the environment to be a more comfortable, familiar environment, and to just be present with her and respond to her responses, whatever they may be.
Almost every part of Angelina's body is burned, except for her sweet face and soft strawberry blonde curls. Her father, William Toots, recalls what happened at their home in Connecticut.
We were outside cooking out, and she ran in to go to the bathroom. She had some ruffles on her dress that accidentally hit the candles and caught on fire and spread over her dress and burned her really bad.
As a team of nurses changes Angelina's dressing, William sits nearby, alongside her mother, Catherine.
It's an emotional roller coaster. We have our good days and our bad days, just like Angelina does. And when she hurts, we hurt. So it's hard to be strong for her.
Knowing how much Angie loves music to begin with, she loves to go to sleep with the music on and radio on. And she loves to dance and play around all the time. So having the musical therapist here with her is probably the best thing for her at this point in time, too, for mind and her body.
Angelina is heavily sedated. Music therapy doesn't take the place of painkillers. But Carrie Jones, a nurse on the acute care unit here, says music has many medical benefits, especially during the first weeks of care, when wounds need to be redressed every day.
We've seen child with their heart rates, you know, in the 180s, and they'll start playing or start singing, and we've seen their heart rate slowly drop down, their anxiety decreases, and it really helps them kind of get through however long the procedure may be. But they're amazingly instrumental to the process.
One of the advantages that we didn't anticipate.
Mary Jo Barza directs therapeutic services at Shriners.
The nurses and therapists who are taking care of the patients will often say that the music therapy brings their level of anxiety down. And then, of course, when they're less anxious, then that carries over to the child and the parent.
And music therapists often develop long relationships with their young patients. Burns can take years to heal. As a child grows, the scarred and grafted skin doesn't stretch, so they need more surgeries. That sometimes allows Annette Whitehead Plough time to teach the children to play an instrument, which helps with self-esteem.
Especially in a time when they've lost body function or maybe lost a limb or something, and they've lost all this time with their family and their friends, if they come away from the hospital with something they've gained as well, I think that's a huge ego booster. So, como la flor?
Is that King Kong's?
Yeah. So it's that day, isn't it?
On this day, she's giving a guitar lesson to Jesus Recano, an 18-year-old from Ecuador. She's been helping him for 2 years. Jesus is in a wheelchair, and under a blanket, his legs seem to melt away below the knee. He lost both lower limbs in an electrocution. As Annette sings, Jesus plays along. He's confident with the guitar. He practices at home and continues his lessons when he comes back for the now occasional appointments at Shriners. He says it's hard to put into words what learning the guitar has meant to him. Jesus says he just knows that he likes it.
Do you want to play another one?
That's the goal of music therapy, to ease a difficult time.
Listo. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Myrov.
Soy tu niña, la niña de tus ojos.